On the phone with us, official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning, Lisa Lanier. She is also the president of Lanier Law Group. She has offices statewide, real easy to contact, 1-888-CONSULT, 1075KZL.com, keyword Lisa. If you're ever injured on the job, contact Lisa Lanier. Good morning, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I hope you guys are.
We are. Good morning.
So the first story is about Anthony Weiner, of course.
And of course.
Which this guy never seems to learn his lesson. What happens, for example, if you're at work or even outside of work and your boss or a coworker Anthony Weiners you, sends you some inappropriate pictures or text?
Well, you know, it kind of depends on the context of it. A lot of people are surprised. They think, you know, if your boss or a coworker sends you something like this, that it's, or let's say engages in some sort of sexual relationship, like a boss with an employee. A lot of people assume that that's just on its face illegal and that there's some kind of action there. It's not always the case. It depends on if it's a consensual situation. As long as the boss doesn't make your job or promotion or your compensation dependent on going along with it. Where the problem comes in and the illegality comes in and civil damages can come into play is where it's unwanted contact. So let's say your boss sends you one of these nudie, lewd sex, then you say, hey, man, that was gross. I don't want you to do that anymore. And then he keeps doing it. Then that's a problem, because then that creates an unwanted, unwelcome, and, you know, sexual advance that can create a hostile work environment if then you feel like you can't get a promotion, you can't get a raise, that sort of thing.
It's sort of like harassment a little. If you say,
right,
stop it,
exactly,
and they keep doing it.
What about if it's like a coworker or someone that's like on your same level, that they send you stuff like that?
Again, it can be a situation where, you know, as long as it's sort of a consensual type thing, or if, let's say, a coworker's doing it and it's not consensual and it bothers you, if it persists and it's condoned by the company or the boss, then that's a different situation. In that situation, it does become sexual harassment. A coworker can sexually harass you, can create a hostile work environment if the company persists in allowing it. Where it's more of a hostile work environment is where it's actually things taking place during business hours, using the work equipment, you know, posting. If you work somewhere and they post all sorts of dirty things, you know, dirty materials, jokes, things, whatever, all over the walls, or, you know, or there's constant banter in the office about things that are inappropriate.
Then you work at a radio station. Is that what you're describing?
Is that what you're saying?
Station?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's a different situation.
It's a weird,
exactly.
It is a weird place to work.
I am on the record for asking Jared to stop sending nudie texts to me.
Yes.
Stop it.
They're nude texts of Biggie. It doesn't make sense. I don't know why. I don't know why I do that. It's very strange.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I choked up on that.
Threw up in your mouth a little bit.
Yeah, I did a little bit. We're talking to Lisa Lanier. She's the president of Lanier Law Group. She has offices statewide, also the official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning. Real easy to contact, 1-888-CONSULT, 1075KZL.com, keyword Lisa. We have another story real quick.
Lisa, I was reading this story. I did send you the link so you could read it over. A woman in Ohio was gone. I think she was on vacation for 2 weeks, or she just was away from her home for 2 weeks, came home, had to break into her own home, only to find that her home had been repossessed by a bank, not her bank, but by a bank, and all of her belongings had been sold. Turns out the bank got the wrong address.
Oh, my gosh.
It was the house that was across the street.
But
when they saw that, you know, her lawn hadn't been mowed in 2 weeks, they thought, well, we got the right place, went in, totally emptied the whole house out, and now she's going to the bank president. He says this is the first time this has ever happened.
Well, I hope so.
And he's only, if I get the story right, he's only offering her $18,000.
You know what? He's not even agreeing to $18,000.
Okay.
That was what she asked for, and he refused. He said that he was not paying her retail value to replace these things, that he thought that was too much. It was very reasonable, and he refused.
I mean, but isn't that breaking into someone's house?
It is, and you know what happens here, one of the reasons that it becomes a mess from a legal standpoint is that these banks hire contractors to come in and actually physically do the breaking and entering, you know, do the entering of the home. And so if the contractor messes up, the bank isn't necessarily automatically liable for that. If they've hired this independent contractor, and I think you know, in this situation, the bank is saying that they'll take responsibility for it, but they're just disagreeing over the cost of replacing her things. But they're, you know, they're obviously not doing the right thing. They should step up. And she, it seems to me she's being exceedingly reasonable in her demand of $18,000 because they took everything in her home.
Mm-hmm. Well, so what does she do now? I mean, she has nothing.
Right. Well, you know, she can file a lawsuit against the bank. And this is where a situation like this, the bank has an advantage because she's going to have to go out and pay an attorney, you know, hundreds of dollars an hour to pursue the bank. And, you know, it sounds like she's saying, look, you know, her stuff wasn't worth that much. I mean, to furnish a whole house for $18,000, and, you know, she could end up spending thousands of dollars in legal fees that she may not have to try to get this back from the bank. And so, and the other thing is that even though you would think it was a breaking and entering, the local authorities refused to prosecute it. And so she's really stuck with, now she's going to have to go out and hire an attorney. It's going to cost her a lot of money.
It just teaches you, you got to cut your grass.
I guess.
Or don't
go on vacation, I suppose,
or
for longer than
a
week.
Up.
Yeah, my house has not been foreclosed on. That's my neighbor.
Just on vacation.
That's my neighbor.
We're speaking with the president of Lanier Law Group, official attorney of Jared and Katie in the morning, Lisa Lanier, 1-888-CONSULT. Lisa has offices statewide, or 1075KZL.com. Keyword Lisa. If you are injured on the job, contact Lisa Lanier. As always, thank you, Lisa.